30-second verbal warning before your time expires. And our first speaker is Tizana Derling. Tizana, you're...
Hi, yes, my name is Tiziana Derling. I'm at 27 Stony Brae Road, and I have a junior at Newton South High School. And I'm speaking on behalf of a group of parents tonight who are asking you to help us restore the music program staffing at the high school from 2.0 to 2.7 FTE, and to help us restore the jazz combo class that was cut unexpectedly at the close of business Friday, despite really high demand from students. It's a parity issue for the high school. Dismantling the program to this extent will lead to there being music classes, but not a program. And it's critical not only for kids who want to do music with their careers, but really for the social emotional well-being of the broad range of kids who study and play music at South. From an equity standpoint, Newton North has 2.7 FTE. It's held steady there. As we understand it, their enrollment was approximately 180 students in 2021. South had 213 students that same year, but was at 2.0 FTE. The promise at that time was to restore the staffing, but that is now not the plan for next year. In addition, within the high school, it is the smallest staffing in the fine arts department, to put it in perspective. Theater, which is a wonderful program, has 2.6 FTEs with an enrollment of approximately 54 students, so only a quarter of the students in the music program, but a higher level of FTE. South has an award-winning, globally competitive music program, and we do tend to invest where we believe we can give our students rare experiences to participate in excellence and grow themselves. But while the program has performed at that level, the staffing has been consistently cut year over year down to the current 2.0 FTE staffing level. This even as the city looks, as we understand it, to spend $50,000 in ARPA funds on assessing the viability of building a bandstand in town. And we'd like to really invest in the musicians who could one day play in that bandstand. Plus, this unexpected elimination of the jazz combo course, it's the equivalent of taking out AB or BC Calc and math. It's the course students are supposed to be working toward, right, and the one that you go to last. It also is a critical skill set for music majors and a prerequisite in college many times for those who want to go in that direction. It really underscores our feeling that what we're doing is dismantling a music program for a cluster of music classes. Lastly, you are no strangers to the importance of social emotional well-being and how music in particular and the community and collaboration that music brings can create that.
30.
Thank you. We've had a conversation with the principal just today, actually a very welcoming conversation, but we are up against the clock now with school scheduling and staffing. So again, we're asking you if you can help us please restore staffing at Newton South's music program from 2.0 to 2.7 FTE and restore the jazz combo class that was unexpectedly cut last Friday afternoon despite strong student demand. Thank you.
Thank you, Tizana.